Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. So, President Biden has decided to halt permits for new liquefied natural gas LNG export projects. This is one of the dumber things he's done in a string of dumb things in his war against fossil fuels. We're going to bring in Senator Kevin Cramer, great friend, Republican of North Dakota. Senator Cramer, what's great about this, I really like this, is according to news reports, it was TikTok influencers that persuaded John Podesta, the new climate czar, to convince Biden to halt the permits. So I would regard this as a new low and insult to our to the country, to the economy, to national security. What do you think?
I agree with you, and I throw in the founders and the Constitution being equally insulted, if not more. Here's a little nuanced change in language. You know, they used to say everything was about greenhouse gas emissions and reduction of greenhouse gas emissions and, you know, climate change emissions and all those things. But you might notice in this most recent sort of, you know, wall, if you will, on LNG export terminals, they're saying in his being the president's commitment to reduce fossil fuel production. So suddenly, and the reason I had to say that, Larry, is because eliminating LNG exports increases greenhouse gas emissions because it turns clean gas opportunities over to dirty, polluting gas countries. Let me give you an example. I think it was 2018. I was a congressman at the time running for the Senate when Engie, which is a large utility in France, used to be owned by the French government, and the French government still owns a minority share of Engie. Engie had signed a long-term large contract for U.S. LNG for generating electricity. But then were persuaded to cancel that contract and replace it with gas from, guess where, Algeria and Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our Department of Energy at the time had data that demonstrated that liquid natural gas in the United States versus gas from Russia. Natural gas in Russia put in a pipeline and sent to Europe is 40% dirtier, 40% greater greenhouse gas emissions than LNG from the United States of America. Whatever happened to concern for climate change and greenhouse gas emissions? The hypocrisy on top of just the silliness of it all is more than slightly frustrating to me.
This is just, I think, political showmanship.
Of course.
I think they're looking to cater to youngsters' votes. Isn't natural, the LNG and natural gas in general, I saw 40% less carbon than coal and even 30% less carbon than oil, which goes to your point.
Of course.
This is not based on analysis. And, you know, the other thing is Rick Perry always says this to me. If we exported more LNG, let's say to China coal burning, India coal burning, that would do far more to reduce carbon emissions and so forth in the air than anything else. I mean, LNG is part of the solution, not the problem.
Well, LNG is part of the solution, but LNG from the United States is an even bigger part of the, is a, even a bigger solution because of how well we do it. And by the way, this is to the point of, we do everything cleaner than the rest of the world, which is why greenhouse gas emissions in the United States have reduced in the last 15 years more than the next eight reducing countries added up. And so... But remember during the campaign, the 2016 campaign, and I was doing some surrogate work for candidate Trump and debated Hillary Clinton's climate czar twice at two pretty big events, and one was pretty well published. And I remember that Hillary Clinton said, natural gas is a bridge fuel. Remember they used to always say that? Natural gas is a bridge fuel, but we need to make sure it's a very short bridge. Now, can you imagine trying to inspire and incentivize large investment? And as you know, this is very large capital investment stuff with a statement like that. And so to your point about, you know, this posturing, if you will, this political pandering, they don't even have to do what they say they're going to do to have a negative impact on the LNG industry because, again, who's going to invest in these large LNG export terminals if you have this uncertainty that swirls around a goofy president and an administration that responds to TikTok, for crying out loud?
Yeah, that's the worst.
With crime running rampant in New York, you need to keep yourself and your family safe. Obtaining your concealed carry firearm licenses can be difficult and time-consuming. That's where MyFirstPistol.com comes in. They'll help you secure your concealed carry license. If you're looking for a pistol, premise, rifle, or shotgun license, call 347-559-7052. 347-559-7052. You must have a valid firearm license issued by the NYPD to purchase, possess, or shoot a handgun or pistol in NYPD.
Senator Cramer, I mean, doesn't this play into Russia's hands and even into Iran's hands?
And then there's that. And then there's that.
Right.
So, you know, I was in Kyiv about less than a month before the war started. And at that time, we had not yet green-lighted the, remember, Nord Stream 2 pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
But the president wanted to do that. And everybody in Kyiv, from Zelensky to the energy minister and a whole bunch of members of parliament and others, said, please don't do that. Please don't. You're going to weaponize natural gas. He's already got this leverage on us. Don't weaponize natural gas. Well, the president disagreed. He and I had a pretty robust 20-minute discussion about it. He disagreed, and he green-lighted the Nord Stream 2. Mm. All the time, he should have been green-lighting more LNG terminals in the United States, because Europe is begging for our natural gas. The geopolitical advantage of having LNG and a robust LNG export terminals and a lot of flagship U.S. flagship tankers and whatnot, as well as others, because remember, our friends who want the LNG, they are building the infrastructure to receive it. Well, if they can't rely on us, you know, and they're more and more, we're becoming a less reliable ally to our friends in Europe and other places. If they can't rely on us, what are they going to do? But they're going to be forced, you're exactly right, back into the arms of Vladimir Putin and other bad actors.
Mm, unbelievable. Senator Cramer, in the last minute or so, do you know anything about this alleged border deal in the Senate? 5,000 to 8,000 can come back in, you know, they can come over the line, no problem, green cards, work permits, and all this stuff. It just sounds crazy to me. Do you know anything about this?
Oh, I know a fair bit about it, but the critics don't know nearly as much about it as they say, because, of course, there's no text yet. But here's what I do know with regard to, say, to the 5,000 to 8,000 number. What that is, the 5,000 is, if you get to 5,000 a day, coming across, which doesn't just include illegals, it includes the illegals plus the 1,600 or so that come through with the DHS app. Mm. If you get to that number, the border automatically, in other words, the president doesn't have discretion, the DHS secretary doesn't have discretion, it automatically, mandatorily shuts down, and it shuts down for several days until those numbers are reduced. So it's not, right now, it's unlimited, right? There's nothing that shuts them down except the will of the president. So this would improve on that, plus building capacity to turn people around at the border at 5,000 per day. Now, we'll have to see the final text, but it's a little bit, you know, being overly critical of it is a little bit like telling Ed McMahon, no, I want $2 million. You take this $1 million check and go home. You know, we've got to be realistic about where we are. Again, let's wait and see the text of it, but that's what I know for now.
All right. Senator Kevin Cramer, North Dakota, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, folks. My honor. Bye-bye.
You betcha. Quick break, and Legal Beagle Greg Jarrett going to tell us about all these weaponized cases against Donald Trump. I can't believe it. I'm Kudlow. We'll be right back. Help.